Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Welcome to ICIS Radio's Chemical Shipping News for Monday the 7th of January 2008. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
Hi Nick, how are we doing?
We're doing very well. Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year to you. I think we've got three things to look at. We've got the Golden Nori.
Indeed.
That's got to have finished, I should hope.
Yes.
What's been happening between when we stopped in terms of the market and now we've started again?
Yep.
And what do you think the outlook's going to be for 2008 in the chemical shipping market?
That's the $64 million question, or could it be more?
Well, possibly.
$164 million.
Golden Nori, what's happened there?
Thankfully, the Golden Nori had a positive outcome. The mm-hmm. crew were released on the 12th of December.
That's good.
We assume they played a ransom. Mm-hmm. It's unclear.
We don't know. Really. And it's not sure. We're not clear if the ship's actually out of port in Somalia, is it?
No, we're not clear on that, but I would assume that it is.
Fine.
And that the crew have gone home, the ship sailed.
Fine. What's the market been like between the end of December and now?
The holiday season, as you know, up until the 6th or 7th of January mm-hmm. In Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. the holidays have continued. So, been extremely quiet, very little going on, and really very little to report.
Very little to report.
Yeah. Even on the trades to the US, which at the moment, mm-hmm. the only thing I would say is that the CPP trade on the US is looking like it might buck up because uh-huh. of the stock figures from the US show that they are low on stocks. But as yet, nothing has happened.
So what's the outlook like for 2008? Because in the world beyond shipping, the big news has been that the oil price exceeded $100 a barrel. Is that going to have a big effect on the economies of shipping?
It already has. I mean, the fact that it hit $100, I think, is neither here or there. The price of bunker fuel went up over the last year mm-hmm. from around about $280 a tonne to something like $550 a tonne.
So that doubled within 12 months?
Yes.
Fine.
And if what I hear is true, then there's the prices are going up even higher, then mm-hmm. I think it's going to have a serious effect on the costs of ship owners. That is their biggest cost.
And what's happening in terms of the number of ships on the sea?
At the moment, up to 2010, there are going to be 720 new chemical tankers of 25,000 deadweight tons and less. Mm-hmm. That is a grand total of 8.7 million deadweight tons. Mm-hmm. That compares to 1,870 ships already trading with a total deadweight of 13.64
million. So we're going to see an additional, if nothing changes, an additional 60%-ish
yes.
increase in capacity in chemical tanker shipping.
Exactly.
Wow.
Over the next 2 years.
So what's that going to do to rates?
We're expecting rates to be extremely low unless there's a hell of a lot of scrapping going
sure.
on.
Sure.
And that doesn't seem to be materialising. In the first quarter of 2007, mm-hmm. there was a significant rise in the scrapping of ships,
sure.
1.8 million deadweight tons in their first 3 months.
So that's about, they got rid of 10% of their volume.
Yes.
In the first 3 months of last year.
But
what happened after that?
It died.
They didn't scrap anymore.
The
okay.
scrapping just stopped. It's not clear why at this moment. I've been talking to some analysts. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've been trying to find out since the second quarter why it doesn't seem clear to anybody. And it's a problem because that really does have to come up in order to get the capacity down. Otherwise, there is going to be a serious rate problem, which is great for shippers.
Sure.
For people who are wanting to move chemicals, but not so hot for the owners of the ships.
That's right. Well, it's an ill wind. It's an ill wind that blows no good. And another 8.7 million tonnes of shipping going to come on, 720 new ships. Who's going to crew it?
That might be the saviour for the owners because there's nobody to sail these ships, or at least very few people, and they're getting fewer. My understanding from the International Shipping Federation and BIMCO, mm-hmm. who do five-year surveys on crewing, suggested that there's a 2% shortfall in crew.
That's good news for crew, isn't it? Because that means that their rates should be going up if there's a shortage of them.
It does. It would, you would think. Their pay should be going up.
Absolutely. Supply and demand and all that.
Yes. 10,000 officers worldwide, I think there's a shortfall.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and in 7 years' time, 2015, mm-hmm. there will be a 27,000 shortfall predicted by BIMCO and the International Shipping Federation, which is, by all accounts, is a really large mm-hmm. shortfall.
Mm-hmm.
Training needs to be improved.
Yep.
There needs to be more officers out there to crew these ships.
Yeah, these additional ships, I mean, they don't just rain out of the sky. They were booked and ordered and designed and built. And it's quite a long process to actually get a ship from the drawing board, the decision from the boardroom to the water. It probably takes a year or 2 years, maybe.
It would take about 18 months mm-hmm. to order a ship and then get it on the water.
Mm-hmm. So, Nick, what's driving this change?
It was known that the International Maritime Organization, the IMO, were going to change the regulations governing the transportation of vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm.
From January 2007, vegetable oil can only be carried in double-hull tankers.
Sure.
Which restricted the amount of cargoes that the single hulls could carry.
But that's also increased the demand for double-hull tankers.
Precisely. So people are building double-hull tankers and getting rid of their single-hull tankers.
And we're going to explore who's ordering these tankers and what's happening to scrapping rates in shows later this year.
We will do that. We will do that. And we'll continue to monitor it because obviously it's going to have a big effect on the market.
Cool. Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you.
You've been listening to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.